This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got Max Keiser joining us to get into the incredible economic developments around the world and world leaders calling for an end of cash. They're now actually trying to do it. That signifies something really big, in my view. We'll see if he concurs. We've got massive election news, more on Scalia. David Knight was just joining us. He was able to confront the judge that over the telephone decided he died of a heart attack because of some unnamed person she talked to. We've got a report up on Infowars.com where it is now being reported that the judge likely violated the law, and that there are police detectives across the country, senior ones, heads of departments, heads of divisions coming out and saying this is ridiculous. Of course we should question this. Standard operating procedure has been changed. They lied and said, oh, in Texas you can do this. Yeah, if there's an attending physician, they have violated the code. In my view, and I've read the code. But right now, let's go back to our reporters. Let's go to Kit Daniels now and get his brief take on this. And I'm going to let him continue to file articles and get these HD videos up as soon as they get back to an internet area. But Kit Daniels, investigative journalist, joins us. Then we'll talk for a few minutes to Biggs in the next segment, get his view on this. Then we're going to go to Max Keiser. Kit, what do you have to say?
Well, I find it funny how the local sheriff, I think Danny Dominguez, he's only really interested in talking to the media when it comes time to cover his butt. He wouldn't talk to us yesterday. I think I might have saw him yesterday across the town square. I wasn't quite sure. He kind of glanced at me, and then he went the other direction. And then it's like, but then now I see this article in the Daily Mail that came out interviewing him, like beating, you know, the people attacking him for his involvement in the handling of the situation. And also just...
Be specific who you're talking about, because your phone broke up a little bit. And then I want to talk about Poindexter. Have you seen Poindexter anywhere out there, the owner?
No, I haven't. It's just, as far as I know, this property is managed by a hospitality management service out of Houston. So I think Poindexter probably shows up for a big guest when they come into town.
All right, yeah, continuing. Who is this you're saying you saw and tried to talk to?
It was Danny Dominguez, the county sheriff.
Yes.
And I find it funny. He was on the Daily Mail. He was talking about how he was mad at the D.C. homicide detective about how he's making it political, this whole situation political. It's a Supreme Court justice. Of course it's political, A. And B, why does this county sheriff care if it's political? He's a county sheriff in a remote region of West Texas. So why does he even care that this whole death of the Supreme Court justice is now political? I mean, what's his skin in the game?
Well, the sheriff who showed up later, after Poindexter says he found him with it over his face, says it was above his head. Well, obviously they moved it to see if he was alive. But now, boy, this sheriff sure is a big helper, isn't he?
Yeah, and Alex, the pillows in my room, they're just really lumpy. They're not like the really firm pillows you find at a Holiday Inn. So it's like, I'm assuming if they're the same pillows used in the suite that Scalia was in, I mean, I just don't see how a pillow could be that lumpy.
Sure, it sounds like it was goose down. That's what the fancy pants folks like. Here's the bottom line. You guys should shoot a reenactment in there. And, you know, basically show what happened. Obviously, you're going to show what room we believed he was in and see if there's a crime scene tape there. I bet there's not even crime scene tape. I mean, there'd be a crime scene if a homeless person had been stabbed. But I tell you, there's also a John Bound report, as you first pointed out, illegals. All of them get an autopsy when they're found dead in that area, but not the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, exactly. And also found one of Danny Dominguez, the county sheriff, one of his former employees, I think, now bringing a lawsuit against him over some reported wrongdoing. He's claiming that he was told to return a firearm to the suspect who had a protective order against him because of marriage abuse. And, you know, Danny was basically called him on telephone, telling him, hey, no, just get the, you know, just go ahead and just give it back to him. You know, it's not a big deal. It's a BS case against them.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. So, I don't believe there's any corruption in South Texas on the Mexican border.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And Cilia Tilly is going to be joining us here in about 5 minutes with Max Kaiser for the balance of the hour to cover the waterfront. And she's a TV host, Dutch model, presenter, political activist, dealing with Bits of Freedom, a Dutch nonprofit dedicated to online privacy. You notice all this talk going on about Apple won't give up the codes so that they can get into the phone of one of the San Bernardino jihadis. Ladies and gentlemen, they have ways to break that. You can break that on the street. It's pure bull. They want to set a precedent for Apple to give all their encryption up, which then puts back doors in everything. And one reason Apple products do work better, in my experience, than PC-based droids, and we're going to talk about this, is because they're wide open with more holes in them. And believe me, I don't like the company Apple themselves or their anti-gun politics, but that's just a fact. We're going to be going to Max Kaiser and his guest, who's joining us here in just a few minutes. I've got to finish up with our reporters on the ground at the ranch, the 30,000-acre ranch in southwest Texas, where the Supreme Court Justice, who just ruled against carbon taxes and was about to rule for guns and for sovereignty, has magically died. And we got some bad news. I expected this. Republicans are now saying they're going to go ahead and cave in and let Obama just basically have whoever he wants. It'll probably be the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, or the current one, and then Ms. Lynch. So that is a nightmare scenario, both anti-free speech, both anti-gun, anti-sovereignty. This is the takedown of the country. Grassley leaves open idea of Supreme Court hearing for confirmation when they can clearly, I mean, they blocked Bush. I've got clips of Obama, trying to, block people when he was a senator saying it's okay in the last year. GOP showing signs of backing down from a vow to block the Supreme Court pick of the president. So that's it, folks. That's being reported by the L.A. Times, the Washington Times, and Bloomberg Politics and others. So we're going to be getting to all of that and more coming up. But just finishing up very quickly with our reporters, Kit Daniels, recapping anything else you didn't add. I want to get a word from Joe Biggs.
Well, I want to point out, it would seem like it'd be in Poindexter's best interest to have called for an autopsy himself from a legal standpoint. I mean, when you have someone who dies unexpectedly on your property, you're going to want to know what happened exactly. You know, you're not just going to want to assume something for legal ramifications. What the Justice of the Peace, Juanita Bishop, told me yesterday was the county will normally perform autopsies on unexpected deaths because the county needs to know for sure. They don't want to, they cannot, it just leaves open this huge hole legally for them to just assume things.
Absolutely.
So it's just, this whole thing just stinks to high heaven as a cover-up.
And the way they're saying don't be political and the sheriff's countering about the pillow later and then no autopsy, all of it. Any other points?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to Biggs briefly.
Yeah, just the county sheriff. It's just, those are talking points from the Obama administration. It doesn't sound like something that I would expect the Big Bend county sheriff to talk about.
Very well said. Please continue your reportage. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Joe Biggs here. Joe Biggs, of course, is our military correspondent with background on serious issues like that because of all the serious combat he's been in, decorated soldier, also Infowars investigative journalist. Kind of recapping what they've covered, what stands out most to you, Joe Biggs?
Well, one of the most interesting things, Alex, that happened yesterday, after we got off the interview with yourself, Stu, and Michael Savage, we began our journey here to the Cibola Creek Ranch. As we pulled up, we got out, and David wanted to shoot a quick video. As we pulled up, two vehicles with sheriff stickers on the back, one coming from Paradiso and then the other one from Marfa, both showed up simultaneously, stopped behind our vehicle, got out, and were basically watching us as we were shooting this video. We drive into the ranch, check in, and we speak to the property manager. His name's George. He's a longtime friend of Poindexter. He's been managing this place for about 15 years. He used to own the Driscoll in Austin, Texas. And at first, he was very hospitable. He talked to us and was fine. We walk away, and I'm assuming he probably asked about our names and then researched who we were. Then the mood changed. I came in here last night, and I was the first one at the dinner area. There's like an area at 6:30. It's a family-style atmosphere, so everyone that stays here has to eat at the same place, the same table. And it's all scheduled out when you meet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we get out there. I sit down, grab a drink, and I'm having some shrimp cocktails that are out. And the George guy walks in, the property manager. And I said, "Hey, how's it going, sir?" Walks right past me, sits down, drinks his martini. Phone rings. It's his wife. He starts FaceTiming with her. And she goes, "Hey, honey, how you doing? How's your day been?" She's like, "I hope you're in a good mood." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm doing fine, except for these right-wing nut jobs who are spreading conspiracy theories," and then he kind of looks back at me, and I'm the only one in the dinner area at that time. I'm just kind of sitting there waiting past time because this place is really eerie. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of like being on the set of The Shining. And he sits there and says that. So then we sit down for dinner time. It's the four of us. On the other end of the table, there are seven or eight people from that Spiderwood movie set. They operate out of Austin and Bastrop. George, the property manager, gets up, walks over to them. "Man, it's great to have guests like you guys. You guys are amazing, unlike some people," and then looks over to us. I tried time and time again to speak to this man. He will not talk to me. He puts his head down, walks right past me, turns his back on me. This morning, I walked into his office, and I said, "Excuse me, sir. I see in your brochure right here, it says you guys have ATVs. We'd like to take some out for a ride so we can get some drone footage and get some really beautiful footage of your landscape." "No, sir, we don't have that here. We don't have any ATVs." Meanwhile, I walk out back and they're covered up. So it's very weird how they're treating us here.
Well, I want to get you back on then. And I know you guys are filing a bunch of reports right now. I want to get you back on towards the end of the next hour to go through all of this, Joe, and break it down for us. But great job. Continue to investigate and be safe while you're out there, because they are really acting freaked out. They're really acting suspicious, and I don't know why. We're not accusing them of anything. We're just saying, like,
all they've got to do is come out and go, hey, open up a dialogue. Hey, man, you know, I walked into the room, I saw him, and looked peaceful. Instead, by you ignoring us, you're further, adding that fuel of speculation. It's making it hard.
Well, Larry Nichols also had DHS show up at his house yesterday after he talked to Supreme Court Justice about the situation. So we're going to track it all, Joe. Get in there, show us the rooms, document the whole place. Great job. And then as soon as you can, guys, get back to Texas and bring Wayne Madsen with you. I know he is investigating things there in El Paso. So great job. Please continue, and we'll talk to you coming up later in the next hour.
All right.
All right, there goes Joe Biggs. We were just showing you his Twitter with he and Shane Steiner out there with the famous Green Beret, Tim Kennedy, who's working with InfoWars, doing a great job. We got some great shooting videos coming up. Now, shifting gears, I am excited to have Max Keiser and his guest with us today via video Skype. And it's just better if Max introduces his guest. He's a internet freedom, free speech activist and a TV host and has been a model. And we're going to get into all that in the balance of the hour. We're also going to get into Larry Summers launches the war on paper money. Says it's time to kill the $100 bill. The head of the European Central Bank says get rid of the 500 note and then on down. Why do they want to get rid of cash? Well, that's a very, very important point. And why are they saying it now? So there's so much to discuss with what's happening in the world economy as well as that unravels, as Max Keiser has predicted, and so much more. We got the death of the mainstream media. We'll be looking at that. Max, it's usually you and Stacey we have on. We just had you on 2 weeks ago from Red Square. There at the Kremlin, amazing interview, a news-making interview. A lot of key intel you broke down. Tell us where you are now in the world and who you're with.
Right, Alex Jones, great to be back with you. Yeah, you know, I tried to check in with you on our travels. You know, I checked in with you in Athens, in Cairo, in Moscow. Now we're in Amsterdam. And I met Ancela, who is a really interesting a voice for the alternative media and for some of the views that are not being picked up by the mainstream Netherlands press, the Dutch press, which is, like many of these big countries, that it's become very conservative. And when I travel, and I know you find the same thing when you travel, you find pockets of resistance. So I would say Ancela is leading up a pocket of resistance. He's also very involved in the Dutch Pirate Party, which is a very important political wave that's sweeping Europe. And in Iceland, you've had Brigitte Jonsdottir here on your show, Alex, the MP from Iceland, who's championing the Pirate Party in Iceland. And the Iceland Pirate Party has many seats in parliament, and they're in contention for running Iceland. So Ancela is a part of the Pirate Party here in the Netherlands. And a couple of stories I think we can kind of dig into. The first story, and I'll turn it over to Ancela, but this idea of Apple Computer resisting the FBI is a fantastic story, because the history of the Netherlands, Alex, if you go back to World War II, when all the data was centralized by the government, it was very easy when the Nazis came to get that data from the government, round up the Jews, and send them off to concentration camps.
Sure, that's like a gun registration is always used for confiscation.
Exactly. So I, with this, I'll kind of turn it over to Ancela for a moment to kind of speak a little bit about, what are your thoughts, Ancela, in this kind of a three-way conversation?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
What's your thoughts on this Apple news and the FBI, and how is it playing here in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, or how does it fit in?
Well, obviously, we also have Apple products in the Netherlands, so I guess that affects us as well. I'm really interested in what Apple has been doing in the past couple of, since Tim Cook has arrived. He's publicly said that he really values privacy, and at first I was a little skeptical. I was like, yeah, you're just saying that. But now it's actually looking like they're starting to realize that their profit is in trustworthy products,
exactly.
Not actual data.
They're taking the side of the user, and you made an interesting point before that Apple actually makes the products like the hardware, whereas Google and Facebook are more service-oriented.
Yeah.
And they have a slightly different business.
Well, for me, what Apple's really saying, and I want both your takes on this, is it ruins our platform to put back doors in it that all the bad guys, including government bad guys, corporate bad guys, individual bad guys, it's like all these smart homes are getting constantly taken over and hacked. They don't work. It's crud. You build back doors in something, it's not a house, it's a cave.
Yeah, you can't say, well, we're putting in a back door, but only this type of person can come in, only the government can come in. No, you're building back doors, and people are going to enter that back door, obviously.
Well, Angela, here in the Netherlands, there's tremendous value put on individual freedoms and a feeling of acceptance of different cultures. And so having the government being access to these technologies through the back door of being spied on in this way,
yeah.
You would think that the people here would be resistant. But there is some tension, right? Because the mainstream media seems to be taking a different position.
Well, it's interesting that you should say that Holland is very liberal, personal freedoms, all that. And I think we still live off of that reputation we've built up in the, like, 70s, 80s, maybe 90s. But that's rapidly gone down ever since we've had a Christian government. Nothing against Christians, by the way, Alex. But
no, I understand. There's more of an extreme puritanical deal that is coming in and trying to, you know, clean out the famous districts. Obviously, they're in Amsterdam, right?
The liberalism that we're famous for,
yeah.
Liberal drug laws and prostitution and all that, they're really cracking down on that very hard as they can.
But there's a very high-profile political assassination just a few years ago.
More than 10 years ago, I think.
Well, yeah.
There were two murders. One on Pinkfortuin and one on Theo van Gogh. And that has possibly instilled some...
That seemed to be a turning point.
Some fear in the country.
Sure. Well, here's my problem with radical Islam or radical Christianity or anything that tries to impose things on people, just like political correctness tries to impose worldviews, language, and behavior. I'm a libertarian. Christian. So I believe if you're not hurting somebody, that's not my business. I have my business to have my view on it, but I want my basic freedoms. And, you know, to me, a lot of governments change the subject onto sex and things away from corruption, away from government narcotics trafficking. I mean, it sounds to me like the Netherlands wants to start laundering some of this drug money and wants it to be illegal again. I mean, they don't want to make drugs illegal to stop the drugs. They want to make them illegal to bring more of it in and make a bigger profit.
That's your words, not mine.
Well, that's my view on it. That's what I've seen him historically do.
There is, you know, we see this also, Alex, in the American crackdown on Swiss money laundering and Swiss banks, and all that money laundering is now in America. So
sure.
To your point, when the government cracks down on some of these activities, we find out that a lot of that corruption goes through local banks. Through money, it increases the money laundering. ABN AMRO is a very dodgy bank here in the Netherlands. And during the 2008 crisis, speaking of money, let's get into this idea because Angela's really her main topic.
Well, one of the yeah. big things about Amsterdam is that we're a huge tax evasion haven for huge companies, amongst which a Ukrainian oligarch billionaires.
Or the famous Irish-Dutch sandwich,
exactly.
I think it's called. For example, the band Bono, U2 with Bono, they avoid taxation because their intellectual property runs through the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And then back to Ireland.
Exactly. And if you have an office here, it's totally legit as long as you have a plant in your office. This is not a joke. Like, a friend of mine who's a very serious journalist has investigated this, and the tax laws are so that if you have an office here, even if you don't have any actual employees running around, it's totally legit as long as you have a plant in your office.
When you say plant, you don't mean a person as a plant, but an actual, like,
a
begonia or a carrot plant. That's all it takes is an actual foliage.
Exactly.
Any type of living creature, because you have like a little a cockroach or something too?
Maybe in the plant. But so on this, you really, really been focusing on this cashless aspect, because right here in the Netherlands, I'll just give you a look at the future. Almost nobody carries cash. Everyone uses the electronic cards. And you're, Ashley, you're very much aware of this, and you believe that this has negative consequences, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the northern countries in Europe, including the Netherlands, even though we're not part of Scandinavia, I think the Scandinavian countries and Holland are really pushing harsh against for the outphasing of cash money.
And in your view, why is that? Because I know in a lot of those northern European countries, I mean, they take money right out of your account whenever they want. They don't even really have judges or juries in some of the cases. They just do it automatically. And now from the U.S. to Europe, they're in concerted effort saying it's time to phase cash out. I mean, what are some of the problems in your view of doing that?
Well, we've seen something in Cyprus happening where overnight they basically decided, hey, guys, you're going to turn in some of your savings. And at the time, Dijsselbloem said that that was a blueprint. Later, he backpedaled on those words, saying that his English was not good enough, which is kind of funny because one of his parents was an English teacher, and he's gotten an award for clear language. So it's funny that he should say that that's a blueprint for the rest of Europe, which since then he's taken back. But I noted it down as a little bit of a warning sign.
So apparently they're going to eliminate the 500 euro bill.
Well, there's talk of that. They're pushing for
but
that.
The point that they're actually getting to that point, you know, first they get rid of the 10,000, 1,000, 500. Larry Summers says get rid of the 100 here in the U.S. Have you heard this?
That's not even that much money. Like $100. What does that get you? That gets you like 1 week of groceries or something?
Listen, I'll go in a grocery store and I'll have $100 and I'll buy $75 worth of stuff and act like I'm a crook. I mean, this is all part of this corporate culture. And once they do that, folks, just like Bank of America wants to charge you $5 every time you use your debit card or your credit card, just like they want to charge you $10 when you deposit your check, then the government wants to make you take your Social Security check or federal check if you're a federal employee that way. Once they have you in a digital system, they can track, they can take the money away from you, they can kill all underground economies. This is total social control. As you said earlier, Max, and you know, you're right there in Europe, ma'am, what is your view on what the Nazis would have done or the Soviets would have done with these types of technologies? And it's not like we're saying, if we got a tyranny, look at the NSA, look at the EU spying. We know they're already abusing this stuff.
Well, I don't like to draw comparisons to the past because it's such a sensitive topic here. And as soon as you draw any of those comparisons, people just... they don't want to listen to your message whatsoever.
They don't want to learn from the past. Boy, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, jump in here for a second because it's such a hot button issue that it just shuts conversation down completely.
No, I understand. They're arresting people all over Europe that criticize the open borders. I mean, I see 10 stories a day of people arrested for their free speech. I mean, how bad is the chilling effect on speech in Europe right now? Then that's a good question.
You have a lot of questions, Alex, but I'll come back to the outphasing of cash because in Amsterdam, it's actually now in a couple of areas. It's gotten so bad in the northern part of Amsterdam and in the western part of Amsterdam. They don't accept cash anywhere anymore. And I've done a little bit of an investigation for my column in the Dutch Financial Times for that. And it turns out that they actually the banks have made a fund where they put in millions of euros so that they can actively push for retailers to require their customers to use cards.
Wow!
I think Holland is one of the worst countries in the world right now, together with probably Norway, Denmark, Sweden, as far as being ahead in the game of making their citizens just completely dependent on banking and plastic.
Well, for anybody, Max, that's in denial about the global move to get rid of cash, it's here. You're the real expert on this. What's the time frame, do you think? Why are they racing to get it now?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that we see what's the future. We see it here in the Netherlands. So the population, they're not allowed to just talk about the past. Even though, you know, Stacey and I took a tour just a couple of days ago from a World War II special tour, and everywhere you go in the city, there are brass plaques on the street and on the sidewalk where Jews were rounded up and sent to concentration camps, and there are memorials all over the city for this time when 100,000 or more people were rounded up, sent to the death camps at the total complicity of the government, essentially, and with the cooperation of the government. It became, as everyone knows in history, quite a horrific time, and yet you can't really speak about that at all. It's a total black hole in the memory. And so when you try to make a comparison, the obvious comparison to centralizing this data, and what happens when you give it to
it's Nazi Germany. Stay there. Got to go to break. Amazing info from the Netherlands with Max Kaiser and his lovely and informative guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. Broadcast worldwide. 28 million viewers and listeners per week, according to the spy database we can interface with at Google. And growing, ladies and gentlemen, because people don't believe the establishment anymore. I was the first Saturday to question the death of Scalia. It's now in 19,000 news articles today attacking yours truly, with detectives all over the U.S. saying they violated the law. You have to have an autopsy. That's not true. Look at the code. This is highly suspicious. On and on and on. We didn't say they killed Scalia. We said, is there foul play? Why are they saying no autopsy? Why are they doing it out of the gates? I want to ask Max Kaiser and his guests about that, too. We're talking about free speech, though. And we're also getting into the state of the world, just what's happening everywhere. But such big events. Also, I'm going to ask him about this article out of Bloomberg News. Newspapers wither in Canada with no billionaires to save them. That's right. Mainstream media collapsed really about 10 years ago. But people like Carlos Slim bought the New York Times and others, all these seedy fly-by-night individuals, thinking it still had power and wanting it, you know, as a cliched badge of power. But they noticed it was worthless because they were buying discredited rags, establishment mouthpieces blown out decades ago. And so now they're dropping them like a dead, rotting fish or an old shoe. So they're dead, but they're still walking dead. I want to get Max Kaiser, and I'm not putting words in his mouth. I know he agrees with that. He said it many times. I want to get his view on when will they figure out they're dead. It's like you wake up and you're dead, like in an Edgar Allan Poe novel. We're going back to them here in just a moment. But before we do that, I don't have to plug this a lot because we can't ever get these organic concentrated herbs for the formula. I've tried to change it, but we can't keep it as good and change it. Liver Shield is back, discounted with Oxy Powder. Dramatic results for Leanne McAdoo. Dramatic results. 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield is back. Liver Shield is now back in stock. We are selling out of it constantly. It is amazing. Go watch the informational videos of what's going on in your liver and gallbladder. Consult your physician because this is serious business. Brain Force, just known components for the brain that aren't speed, but are things your brain needs to operate, like alpha, GPC, L-theanine, and more to supercharge your mind. Brain Force has hundreds of glowing 5-star reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, they're trying to censor us all the time, obviously. Old tech email around the world is the best way for my reporters or myself. If we've been shut out of InfoWars or off YouTube or Google or Facebook, we can still hit the millions of people that are signed up at the newsletter with videos, articles, special reports, you name it, everyone that's an InfoWarrior or wants to stay in touch with us. You go to InfoWars.com/show, and you can find the free feeds, all of it, and sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Speaking of the devil, keeping in touch with folks, how do folks get in? I mean, Max, we know MaxKaiser.com, but tell us more about your very interesting guest who writes for the Financial Times there on TV, been a top model, looks like a young Tracy Lords to me, very lovely lady as well. Describe to everybody how the best places for folks to get in contact with you, who I would call the new burgeoning media, not the alternative media, before we segue back into the cashless society and the death of the mainstream media.
Right, excellent. What is your Twitter handle?
It's Ancilla, and the A is already in the at, so it's actually Ancilla.
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 Is the Twitter handle. And super, as far as super male vitality and super female vitality, Ancilla used to look like me, and then she started taking super female vitality, and you can see the results.
No, that's not FDA approved. No, that's
it's unbelievable. You know, they're sweeping the Netherlands. That and Tulip. You can't, it's an amazing development here. But, you know, I'm just reading, there's a breaking news from Reuters. The White House says the Department of Justice is not asking Apple to create a new backdoor. They're asking to access to one device. They're just asking to access this one device. So the way the Justice Department is spinning this is, we don't want you to change your entire policy toward protecting your consumers against the invasiveness of the government. We just want to access one phone. It sounds so freaking Nazi. Like they come into town and they say, we just want one Jew. That's it. The troublemaker down on that.
We just want to see one person's paper. Oh, they already know how to break into them. I've got people that can jailbreak passcodes. It's when they steal them from you, they can break into them. It's pure bull. They're just dumbing it down. Let us have the code to the one terrorist. Which they mean, Apple, give us back doors to everything. Give us back doors to your encryption.
Slippery slope of tyranny. Now, the newspapers are an interesting question because in the case of Jeff Bezos over there at Amazon, of course, he bought a big newspaper in Washington. And as Donald Trump has pointed out, it's already a money loser, but he bought it because it is a money loser to offset his gains, his capital gains, because he hates paying taxes. So he bought it as a loser, as a money loser. So that was a pure financial engineering trick. And I would imagine that these other newspapers, like the New York Times, are losing money. And the New York Times has got to be the most tragic example of a media gone horribly wrong. going back to the Bush administration, where they failed to disclose before the Bush election all of his complicity and major crimes, and it's just gotten worse from there. But in the media, Angela, in the Netherlands, it's a media that is, the more I've talked over the, because you're a guest on my show, we had a chance to talk, there just isn't any real diversity of media. Is there a diversity of media? I get the impression that it's not very diverse here. It's kind of leans
towards... Angela, that's a great question. That's a great question.
Well, you have this false dichotomy of left-right that's completely outdated, but for some reason, lots of people in the media are frankly old. I'm sorry. They're 40 plus, no offense, but you know, they're a little bit older, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they still seem to be living in the 80s, 90s when there was this really clear left-right dichotomy in media. It's a paradigm, and that's no longer the case whatsoever. I'm with the Pirate Party, and we're outspokenly not left nor right, because we really truly don't feel that we fit into any of those old narratives at all.
We can start something called the Renaissance Party and just bring back the Renaissance. Max, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that what we try to do with all of our different networks is to cobble something together that is global and English-speaking that everyone can relate to. Here in the Netherlands, everyone speaks English, and you find this more and more around the world because of the Internet, because of Facebook. People are blogging in the international language of blogging, which is English. So you have – I know you're very well-known all over the world. Wherever I go, people talk about your show. So if people like Ansel here in the Netherlands or other countries, they can plug into that alternative voice – that everyone is kind of speaking on, we do have a chance to create something powerful. But when I look about this, the question I have is that here in America, you've got Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, but they both speak in ways, Bernie Sanders, obviously from a socialist perspective, where you are asked to rely on the government as being kind of a nanny state. And then Donald Trump is asking you to trust him as a benign dictator. In more or less.
Man on the white horse.
Man on the white horse. But both of those are, in my view, not American in the sense that they're democratic. So my question is, when you observe American politics, do you see American politics falling into this trap of giving all the power of the people over to a charismatic ideologue?
And either you're either left-wing or you're right-wing. You're either blue or red. You're either Democrat or Republican. There's only two of these types that you can be. And if you're one, you're against the other. And if you're the other, you're against the one. And I think that's a very, very harmful, unnuanced way of looking at things.
So you're constantly setting up divide and conquer.
Oh, absolutely.
Ansel, let me ask you this question specifically, though, because I know in some pockets of Europe that it is still kind of the old establishment media. You've got a lot of alternative media, but it kind of feeds into the mainstream media. But I look at the United States and some other areas, mainstream media is pretty much dying. Alternative media is now bigger than it in the aggregate, much bigger than that. And they had different studies and breakdowns years ago showing that. I mean, look at Drudge Report. It's more traffic than the New York Times and Facebook, you know, combined, and it's about to dwarf, you know, just CNN as well and everything it does. And that's just one website. When InfoWars, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact, it's an indicator, is exponentially growing. I agree that that's what a Bernie Sanders rise or a Donald Trump's rise shows, that people really are going for anything but what they see as establishment. But where do you see that landscape going in Europe if you aren't as diverse as we are yet? Or is that a oversimplification? Because it goes back to my earlier question. What's going to happen here in the West as the newspapers die, and they're dying not from competition, but from the fact that they shovel so much government disinformation at people and are not trusted?
I often get the question, well, you say you have a lot of criticism on this newspaper and on that news media platform. Who do you trust? What do you look towards for your information? And my answer is always, I don't trust media platforms. I trust individual journalists.
Exactly.
And I think people have to look towards individuals who are really making the difference, who are really doing trustworthy reporting who are really being true to the truth and to themselves. And I think it's easy once you start to look for that trait to distinguish one from the other.
Well, I know in the journalistic space where I am, there's we come up against what's called access journalism. So, in other words, for me to interview, let's say, Larry Summers or Greenspan.
You've got to do exactly what they say. Look at the new Hillary stuff where hundreds of newspapers agree to write exactly what she says in their article and then put their name on it or she won't give them access.
Right. So the criticism of my journalism might be, well, you never interview anybody, let's say, a Larry Summers caliber government official. And they would characterize that as being somehow a less journalistic integrity, but without mentioning the fact that the access journalism model is that if, in fact, you interview these people, they give you the script, and you have to ask the questions.
That's right. We have to ambush these people to get them to talk to us. They won't talk to us because they run from us like the plague.
Right. So yeah, that's what you end up with. You end up with people that are actually just sort of ambush folks in the corridor, and then but the average viewer. And to Ansel's point about the demographics, I mean, here the demographics is getting older, so the mainstream media caters to an older, established group of folks that are well off. You know, they've ridden the post World War II boom. They don't want anything upsetting the apple cart. They're getting a nice pension, and why question that? In America,
I think you're really on point, by the way. For a foreigner, you're like exactly on point. That's exactly what's going on in the Netherlands right now.
Well, you see it in America too with Fox News. The demographic for Fox News is 65 years and older. These are people that are, again, this is the baby boomers who are happy with everything that came with being a baby boomer. The fact that this new millennial generation is in debt for student debt, car loan debt, they can't get a job, it's not their concern. So it leaves them open then for a demagogue to come along and pick them up. So we're seeing, I think, history repeating itself in many ways, in that the older generation is too lazy to lift a finger to stop this, even though in their gut, they know what they see, what's really happening. And the new generation is clueless, and they're going to be led by the nose by, that gets back to the data question, because if all the data is centralized, like they had in the Netherlands during World War II, well, when the occupying force showed up in the form of the Nazi Party in Germany, the mayor of Netherlands, there's a picture of him handing the book over to the Nazi official with an outline on the chart, on the map, or where the Jews live. And there's a famous picture of this. You see him just handing the information. So Tim Cook is right, because we don't want to centralize data, because we don't know who's going to be running the country next year or the year after that.
Sure, but also IBM helped run the computers for all of that across Europe on record. And you tell the average American that, they don't even know that. And then now IBM runs the death panel computers to decide what troops to not give health care to. And they're not just triaging people in a battle. I mean, they're deciding not to give people health care according to their politics, Max. So we're already having electronic ghettos that you warned of 15 years ago. Are we not already entering the electronic gulag casino model?
Right. I mean, you mentioned people say, well, you know, Nazism's dead. Fascism's dead. Well, the corporations that supported Hitler's Nazism are not dead. IBM was a company that supplied the tattooed serial numbers for the concentration camp victims. Those were IBM supplied for all those famous tattooed numbers.
Well, it went in the computer. It went in the IBM computer, yeah.
Right. And then you had Coca-Cola created a drink for the Nazis called Fanta. It was an orange drink. Walt Disney, huge Nazi supporter.
Ford.
Henry Ford, Nazi supporter. Those companies are still here.
General Motors.
Now add J.P. Morgan to the mix, and the other big bankers.
Volkswagen was actually designed by Hitler. He drew the famous VW. That is his design. And look, I don't want to say Nazis run everything. The point is that these corporations are so ruthless, like Curl Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope, they will work with any totalitarian. Socialist, fascist, they don't care. They want centralized control. So how do you see this huge populist awakening across the world? You see it in Europe as well with the numbers, and I've just been to Europe several times lately, integrating in and colliding with an establishment that's concentrated power and has tools of oppression the world's never seen. Let me ask both of you that question.
Well, I think that's why you're seeing the rise of an all across Europe and all across the world political parties such as the Pirate Party. That is why we're all seeing this trend, and we're all going, what the hell is going on? And what are we what are the fundamental problems that are on the basis of everything that we're seeing that's wrong with the world right now?
To pick up on the Pirate Party, it was started in Sweden by a guy named Rick Falkvinje, who you may have had him on your show a few years ago. He's been on my show a few times. But it's directly addressing copyright and copyright law, that the need for these large corporations in the copyright space to claim copyright on and patents in a pervasive way for perpetuity is a form of ghettoization of intellectual property, so that anytime you want to access our birthright as humans to the intellectual domain from ideas from 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you won't have access to these ideas even, you know, going back throughout history, because they're owned by corporations. And so it's, in effect, a group lobotomy.
That's right. And
performed.
Once it's all digital, they can shut that down. I want to come back and talk about that. I want to go 5 minutes to the next hour because I got you guys on a bit late. Then I have the former head of psychological warfare, one of the founders of Delta Force, Dr. Steve Pachinik, joining us on the Scalia situation. But Ancila, I got to ask you the question. Are you really Scarlett Johansson? Because I got to be honest, I don't usually get a lovely lady on just because they're lovely. I'm getting young because you're a great journalist and written some interesting things. But I got to tell you, I've been sitting there marveling because you are an interesting-looking woman. You look like a cross between Scarlett Johansson and Tracy Lords. But I'm looking even closer. I think you may look more like Scarlett Johansson, who I think is one of the prettiest women alive. So I got to say, Max Kaiser is a very, very lucky man to be in your presence there. I'll actually just give kudos to your loveliness. But I think after you're on this show, Hollywood's going to be calling because they need a body double for Scarlett Johansson. Imagine that film. We're going to come right back, Under the Skin, with real guys in northern Scotland getting picked up by Scarlett Johansson as really an alien. Oh, my gosh. I think I'd actually still get in the car, even though I knew it was an alien. Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'll be right back.
is our guest with Max Kaiser on the Max Kaiser Report on RT and much more. It shows on BBC, Al Jazeera, MaxKaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got them for five, 6 more minutes, and then we've got them for another little segment, and then I've got the former Black Ops psychological warfare head of the State Department, co-author of many of Clancy's books, joining us to get his take on Scalia, the economy, and more. But first, here's a clip of Scalia just last year saying, what can Obama do to me? He can't stop me if I block his gun grabs, his open borders, all of it. Well, none of you end up sleeping with the fishes. Here we go.
What can he do to me? Or to any of us. We have life tenured, and we have it precisely so that we will not be influenced by politics, by threats from anybody.
What the hell is this?
That's a silly message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
So there you go. Let me ask both of you your take. Going to our guest first. Angela, what do you think of the whole thing? I mean, should we question why there's no autopsy and why they instantly say no foul play when they first announce it? I mean, I know your laws are somewhat similar over in Europe about autopsies. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I have to say that this topic has not been covered a whole lot in the Netherlands, and therefore, I have not much to say about it.
Well, I think that's fair if you're not informed on it. I mean, he's as important as the president, basically, right now, with this deadlock court.
Yeah, I totally get that, and I'm very interested in hearing your side of the story and hearing what's going on.
Let me ask Max then. I mean, Max, if Obama died and there wasn't an autopsy, would people be concerned?
Well, yeah. Well, a couple points. First of all, this isn't getting any coverage in the press here, as far as I can tell. So it's not really a big topic here. And second of all, this has the potential to rip open the Supreme Court in a huge way, right on the eve of a major decision coming down on abortion rights in the U.S. So this is going to really put the kibosh on things. But it's such a sensitive topic. I would think that they would do everything that they could to diminish the hysteria that's now going to ensue. But to not perform this seems like it's irresponsible. The idea of the pillow on the face, this is information that could have been completely left out of the report. It seems like it just added on as an anecdote. Like, oh, by the way, he had a pillow on his face. Oh, and by the way, he wrote a note that said, help me, help me. It just seems like...
Exactly. Okay, so you're on target. So what is the psyop then? Because it is scripted to make us think he was killed. I mean, you couldn't write an Agatha Christie novel like this.
I think it's very careless on these folks, and to allow this to happen. What strikes me as quite unusual is that these guys do carry a lot of Secret Service or some kind of protection around them, and apparently there was a huge lapse of any kind of Secret Service. I don't know exactly what the protocol is with Supreme Court justices, but it seems like it just seems really sloppy all the way around. And unfortunately, this is opening up an enormous can of worms, because heading into an election cycle, you've got enormous contentiousness on both sides of the aisle, and all these topics are coming up for a vote. And, I think that this has potential to really cause tremendous, I don't know if it's a constitutional crisis per se, but if Obama is shut down from completely functioning as the chief executive, it could get really gnarly.
Well, he's talking about
what I've heard so far is that he's a right-wing nut, and therefore it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he's dehumanized. A lot of so-called left said he deserved to die, and they hope Clarence Thomas died.
Conservative press in the Netherlands.
That's very interesting point of view.
Right, that this guy was a right-wing nut, and so good riddance. Okay, that would be a typical right. That's the kind of the thought here in a very conservative country. I would say that sums it up. That's what people are thinking.
Now is that Scarlett Johansson's opinion, or is he saying that's the opinion of the folks in the Netherlands? I'm joking, folks. We'll be back in 70 seconds with 5 more minutes with our guest. If you're a radio listener, InfoWars.com/show, find the free feeds.